Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at midlandsb.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning. For Southwestern, it'll be the 8-9-1. Reed Campbell, Logan Crane, and Rocky Dar. Bat here in the top of the fourth, and Brady Elder back to work. Four to two. Vandal's got a run in the bottom of the third to cut it to a 4-2 ball game. And Brady Elder will try to keep it right here and give the Vandals a chance to keep pecking away. Reed Campbell will step in. He singled back in the first, and that was when Parker Lamar tried to score from second and was thrown out by Andrew Kelly. Steps in here for his second at bat of the ball game. The pitch. This is outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch from Brady Elder on the way. Swinging a ground ball down to third. Cale Conrad gloves, throws in time, 1-out. So 1-out. Brady Elder getting 1-out on 2 pitches. Also good. So Logan Crane will step in. Crane, right-handed batter. He grounded out the second his first time up. And he steps in here. Nobody on and 1-out. First pitch to him. Line drive foul down the third baseline. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count. Logan Crane. Batting for the second time, right-handed hitter, ninth place hitter, their left fielder. And the 0-1 pitch from Brady Elder on the way. That is a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Brady could use a 1-2-3 inning. 0-2 the count on Logan Crane. The pitch, swing and a miss. And then Andrew Casey came out of his glove, and then he had to tag Crane and does quickly, and there are 2 gone. So 2 out, nobody on, and Rocky Dar will be the hitter. Rocky walked and scored in the first, singled in the second. So he bats here, nobody on, 2 down here in the top of the fourth. The pitch. This is outside and low, and it is 1-0, 1 ball, no strikes. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Southwestern leading the Vandals 4-2. Southwestern scored all their runs in the first. The 1-0 pitch to Rocky Dar. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brady Elder looks in, gets his sign, comes set. It's 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a fly ball into center. Andrew Kelly has a bead on it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Brady Elder does indeed have a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Southwestern still leading the Vandals 4-2. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at midlandsb.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Vandals will send their 7-8-9 to the plate. Chase Kierlock, Aiden Jones, and Quentin Stumball. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Vandals trail 4-2 to the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Hale back to work. Kierlock steps in. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Chase struck out his first time up. He's 0-1 on the day. The 0-1 pitch. This is high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 on Chase Kierlock. He's doing the DHing today. Pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Well, those wind gusts are still pretty ferocious. The 1-2, up and in, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, two balls, two strikes. Leadoff man here in the bottom of the fourth, the next to Chase Kierlock. Swing and a pop-up. High, high, high. The shortstop under it, back behind second, makes a catch. And there's one gone. So Aiden Jones will be the hitter. So Aiden Jones steps in. He tripled his first time up. First pitch to him here. Swinging a fly ball into shallow center. Now the right fielder comes over, makes the catch, fighting the wind, and there's two gone. So two out, and Quentin Stumball will be the hitter. Quentin grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. He's 0-1 on the day. 0-1, no balls and a strike. Hale's first pitch to Quentin Stumball is a strike, and it's 0-1. So nobody on, two down for the Vandals. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the 0-1. This is outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, two down for the Vandals here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2. High, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And the inning is over. So the Vandals go 1-2-3 in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Southwestern still leads the Vandals 4-2. Take a break on WKRB.
When you need a plumber, call Mars Plumbing and Heating. Family owned and operated since 1980. Mars Plumbing and Heating will fix your leaky pipes and unclog your drains fast. They repair and install faucets, toilets, sinks, water heaters, and more. And Mars Plumbing and Heating is your authorized Roto-Rooter dealer. Planning on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Call Mars Plumbing and Heating. They have years of experience. Mars answers their phones 24 hours a day, and technicians are available around the clock. Visit MarsPlumbingAndHeating.com or call 618-283-4658. Why wait? Call today.
Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia is your full-service dealership. They're not just there to sell you a new vehicle. Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia is with you all the way, helping you get your new vehicle financed, making sure you get the best deal possible. Heck Chevrolet is also ready with a service department that will fix whatever problem you may have and get you back on the road again. So if you're needing a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, choose the dealer that will be with you all the way. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin, downtown Vandalia. Check out their website at VandaliaChevy.com or call 283-0381.
So back here for the top of the fifth inning, it'll be the 2-3-4 for Southwestern. They lead the Vandals 4-2. Adam Hale, Ryan Lois, and Mac Payne to bat against Brady Elder here in the top of the fifth. And the first pitch, foul back out of play over the screen, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As we move into the later innings of this one, the top of the fifth. The 0-1 on the way. This is low and in, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike on Adam Hale. He singled in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the second, so he's 1-for-2. That one misses outside, and it's 3-1. So Adam Hale, Ryan Lois, and Mac Payne to bat here in the fifth. The pitch to the plate. Fouled out of play. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brady Elder's next pitch to Adam Hale. Popped up toward the Vandal dugout. Andrew Casey coming over, and the wind caught it, and he couldn't hang on. And that one falls in, and Andrew gets back up. As he's had a couple of those today. Had to chase him in the wind quite a bit. It is an adventure. Pop-ups especially. They don't have that much oomph behind them a lot of times. They can get blown around quite a bit. You hit a hard hit line drive, it's a little different. The wind might get it if it gets up in the air, but not the same kind of thing. So Adam Hale at the plate, a 2-2 count on him. And the next, swinging a fly ball into center. Andrew Kelly broke back, now comes in, makes the catch. And there's one gone. You feel pretty good. Ball hit to center field. Andrew Kelly out there. And then Connor DePue in left is kind of a pseudo center fielder with his speed and athleticism. And then Carson Lutz, not going to be confused for fleet of foot, but he is a very good fielder, very good outfielder. So Vandal's a solid outfield. Ryan Lois steps in. He's 1-for-2. Had an RBI single his first time up. His pitch misses inside for a ball. 1-0, one ball, no strikes. We're at Vandalia Mutual Field, the Vandals and the Piesaw Southwestern Birds. We're in the top of the fifth. Southwestern leads it 4-2, swinging a pop-up. Foul ground. Andrew Casey gives chase again, but not going to get to this one. It does fall in play, but no way he could get there. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the fifth. Vandals will have the top of the order up in the bottom half of the fifth. Brady Elder back on top, looking in to get his sign. As the one he wants, comes set his pitch. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1 and 2 the count. On the hitter, Ryan Lois. Next, just outside for a ball, 2 and 2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one out. Brady Elder back on top. Comes set. It's 2-2. Miss low, full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. So full count on Ryan Lois. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball in the left. Connor DePue broke in and broke back, makes the catch. And there are two gone. That was hard hit and with the wind. And you're not really fighting the wind necessarily as much with the ball, but trying to judge things. And he makes that catch. There's two gone, and Mac Payne will be the hitter. He flied out to right in the first, was hit by a pitch in the third. And the first pitch to him here. Swinging a ground ball, back up the middle, and it is going to be a base hit. Got through the pitcher's box and back up the middle for a base hit. So Mac Payne is on with a two-out single. That breaks Brady Elder's string. He had retired 7 in a row before that hit. And Hunter Newell will be the hitter. Newell's reached on errors both times up. Runner at first. Two down. The pitch. This is outside. Gets away. Mac Payne moves into scoring position on the wild pitch. So 1-0 count now on the hitter, Hunter Newell. Runner at second. With two down. Runner at second, two down. 1-0 count on the hitter, Newell. Brady Elder's pitch. High, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Brady Elder comes set. His pitch to the plate. This is inside for a ball. And it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on Hunter Newell. Throw back to second. And the runner back in safely. 3-0 the count on Hunter Newell. Three balls, no strikes. Rio pitch on the way. Strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 pitch. On the way. Fly ball. And to right. Carson Lutz coming in, makes a catch. And the inning is over. So each outfielder with a catch in the top of the fifth. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Vandals trailing Southwestern 4-2. Take a break on WKRB.
Hi, I'm Jesse McDowell from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance in Vandalia, your independent Pekin Insurance Agency. We're part of the community, and no one knows your insurance needs better than your friends and neighbors. Whether it's business, home, auto, or life, Pekin Insurance and MRMC are ready to discuss your specific needs in person. Call us at 618-283-4200 and learn why it's always better to talk insurance with friends.
Depression, anxiety, and other life difficulties often strike older adults due to health changes and age-related losses. Treatment at the Center for Senior Renewal for you or your loved one can restore a pleasurable and satisfying quality of life. Talk with a licensed clinician for more information. Call them at 618-283-1731. That's 283-1731 for the Center for Senior Renewal.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth. And it'll be the top of the order for the Vandals, Cale Conrad, Jack Lewis, and Carson Lutz. Cale Conrad steps in. He is 2 for 2, and he scored both of the Vandals' runs today. And the first pitch to him here in the fifth, he takes high for a ball, and it's 1-0. So the Vandals trail 4-2. Southwestern scored 4 runs in the first inning. And the Vandals have been trying to peck away ever since. Next, that is low, and it's 2-0 to Cale Conrad. Conrad singled, stole a base, scored in the first. Doubled, scored in the third. And the pitch to him here. Swinging a hard hit ball off the pitcher's glove, and they're going to get him out. It was hit hard, but back through the box, and the pitcher able to take care of it for the first out of the inning. Cale Conrad is retired, and Jack Lewis will step in. Jack struck out in the first and then was hit by a pitch in the third. And he steps in here with nobody on, one out in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch, swing, and a miss, and it's 0-1. Balls and a strike. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Vandals trailing 4-2. Pitch, high, 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1, one ball, one strike. Pitch. Swing and a fly ball, foul and out of play down the right field line. And it's 1-2 on Jack Lewis. Carson Lutz waits on deck for the Vandals. Vandals would love to get a base runner in front of Carson and Andrew Kelly. And swing, chase one high. And Jack Lewis strikes out, and he's frustrated. And there's two gone. Two gone. And Carson Lutz will step in. Carson 1 for 2, doubled and drove home a run back in the first. And he lashes one down the right field line here. And that is going to be foul. And it's 0-1. Carson's always had those quick hands. Remember watching him way back when. His junior high age. He's always had those quick hands long as he's been playing ball. Left-handed batting, Carson Lutz waiting on the next from the pitcher Hale. Nobody on, two down. The pitch inside for a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, Vandals trailing 4-2. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball, pretty well hit into center. Center fielder racing back and makes a nice running catch in toward left center with that one. So the Vandals go 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the top of the sixth. Southwestern still leads it 4-2. Take a break on WKRB.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Stop by soon. The main showroom is complete. We have a lot full of vehicles spread all over the new concrete. Our lot has new lights, so come by at any time and check out all the inventory. We have some very cool vehicles, from fast sports cars to convertibles, and my favorite, some awesome trucks. Thanks for all your support. The new Northside facility is fantastic and is backed by some incredible people to help with both sales and service. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
Did you know 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck? If this is you, we want to help. At LLCU, over 60 certified financial counselors are ready to help you create a budget, pay down debt, start saving, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. There is no charge or obligation to speak with a financial counselor because credit unions believe in people helping people. It's why we exist. Call or visit LLCU.org to begin your journey to financial freedom. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Federally insured by the NCUA.
here for the top of the sixth inning. And it'll be Colin Lamar, Parker Lamar, and Reed Campbell to bat for Southwestern here in the top of the sixth. Brady Elder back to work. Southwestern, four runs on four hits in that first inning. And they've been held to no runs, two hits since. Brady Elder trying to keep them right where they are. Keep giving the Vandals a chance offensively. Hate to see a missed opportunity like at bottom of the fifth. You had the top of the order up, but couldn't get anything going. So Colin Lamar will step in. He's 0 for 2 on the day. First pitch to him here is in there for a strike. Lamar popped out to the catcher in the first and it lined out to second in the third. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Low for a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike on Colin Lamar leading off here in the top of the sixth inning. Shadows getting a little longer as creep to 5:41. That pitch is low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 pitch on the way to Colin Lamar. Strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brady Elder back on top. Looks in to get his sign from Andrew Casey. His pitch popped up, foul ground, and it'll hit the top of the Vandal dugout. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, two balls, two strikes. Brady Elder back on top. He comes set, his 2-2 pitch on the way. Low for a ball, and it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Full count on the leadoff hitter, Colin Lamar. Swing and a foul back to the screen. We'll do 3-2 again. 3-2. Colin Lamar leading off here in the top of the sixth. Brady Elder has his sign, comes set, and his 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing a ground ball to third. Cale Conrad gloves, throws in time. No, they're going to say the first baseman, Aiden Jones, came off the bag. So they say Aiden Jones came off the bag, and the runner is safe. I tell you what, I think he's right. I think the base umpire's right. I think Aiden came off the bag. He could have gone back, but I think he pulled off too soon a little bit. And the runner on at is at first. Nobody out, and the hitter, Parker Lamar, he'll lay down a bunt. Cale Conrad fields it, throws in time. So the sacrifice is good. As a runner moves to second base. So a runner at second now with one out. Reed Campbell will be the hitter. Campbell's 1-for-2. Runner at second with one out. And Reed Campbell, their catcher, steps in. Oh, the first pitch to him, I should say. Swinging a fly ball in the right. And it is fair down the right field line. Coming home to score just in front of the throw is Colin Lamar. So it's an RBI single for Reed Campbell. And Southwestern back on the board with a run here in the top of the sixth inning on the RBI single by Reed Campbell. So Southwestern now leads it 5-2. Their first run since the first inning. And now Logan Crane will step in. Brady Elder comes set, throws over to first. And they got it. So they pick off the runner at first. There's two gone. They've been close on a couple. And they get the runner there, and there's two gone. And Logan Crane bats with nobody on and two down. Pitch. Swinging a little ground ball to second. But Stumball fields, throws in time, and the inning is over. But Southwestern does get an insurance run. They now lead it 5-2 heading to the bottom of the sixth. Take a break on WKRV.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Spring is here, and warm weather is just around the corner. Is your air conditioning unit ready for the hot months ahead? Well, get a head start on it now by calling Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunters can service all makes and models of AC systems. And if your unit won't make it through another summer, they can get you set up with a new one, too. They can also give you the rundown on geothermal. So just give Hunters a call at 283-3224. 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
So back here for the bottom of the sixth. And the Vandals will have Andrew Kelly, Connor DePew, and Andrew Casey to bat. Trailing now 5-2. Hale's first pitch is strike, and it's 0-1. Andrew Kelly's 0-2 with two strikeouts today. The Vandals try to get something going. They haven't had a hit. And Cale Conrad led off the third with a double. This ball fouled out of play, and it's 0-2 on Andrew Kelly. 0-2, no balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss, chase one high. Andrew Kelly is out number one here in the sixth. Connor DePew will step in. Connor is 0-2, but the last time when he struck out, it was a wild pitch, and he was able to reach base. Pitch to the plate is high for a ball. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Connor DePew. The Vandals haven't had a base runner in a while. 1-2-3 in the fourth and the fifth. That pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Last base runner they had was Connor DePew back in the third when he reached on that wild pitch on strike three. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Vandals just four hits on the day. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And there's two gone. So I've got to give Hale some credit. I mean, he's allowed the Vandals just four hits on the day. One of their runs scored on a wild pitch, so Adam Hale's been pretty strong today. And Andrew Casey steps in. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Nobody on, two down. The pitch popped up, foul ground, and that'll get out of play down the third base side. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Andrew Casey. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That's a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. It's one thing about Hale is just throwing strikes. That pitch misses high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I do not believe he has issued a walk today. Hit a batter. That's it. Pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen, and it remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2, the count. One ball, two strikes on Andrew Casey, batting with nobody on and two down here in bottom of the sixth, swinging a pop-up down the left field line. And that is going to get down. Nope, it is caught. I'm sorry. It was caught in the corner. Thought it got down for a moment. It was caught, and that is the end of the inning. So the Vandals go 1-2-3 here in the sixth. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Southwestern still leads it 5-2. Take a break on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371. For great food all the time, it's Mary Ann's Restaurant in Vandalia. Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard Street in Vandalia has breakfast and lunch specials each day, and you can check those out on Facebook. They have their famous fried chicken on the weekends. That's Mary Ann's Restaurant. They're open 6 to 2, Tuesday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday 7 to 8, Sunday 8 to 2. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant in Vandalia.
Back here for the top of the seventh inning, back to the top of the order for Southwestern. Southwestern leads the Vandals 5-2. And it will be Rocky Dar, Adam Hale, and Ryan Lois bat here in this top of the seventh inning for Southwestern. Brady Elder back to work. And Andrew Casey, who made the final out of the inning, making his way out after getting the equipment on. And Brady Elder throwing his final warm-up toss, and Andrew Casey will throw it on to second. So 5-2. Southwestern with the lead. Brady Elder will try to keep it right there. Give the Vandals a shot offensively. The Vandals have not done much, like we said. Went in order in the fourth, fifth, and the sixth now. Brady Elder's first pitch here to Rocky Dar. Misses inside for a ball. Dar walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. Singled in the second. Flied out to center in the fourth. That pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Handles just four hits on the day, two of those by Cale Conrad. Pitch to the plate. This is inside, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0 the count on Rocky Dar. Pitch. This is ball four. Brady Elder walks Rocky Dar to lead off here in the seventh. Adam Hale, the opposing pitcher, will step in. He singled and scored in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the second and flied out to center in the fifth. Throw over to first, runner back in safely. Wind has never died down through this whole game. Runner is going. The pitch is high. The throw down to second is a good one, and they got him. So Andrew Casey throws out the attempted runner, Rocky Dar, for the first out here in the seventh. And Adam Hale will bat now with nobody on and one out. And the 1-0 pitch to him. Is low 2-0. Brady Elder lost his hat. Two and oh the count on Adam Hale. Brady looks in, gets his sign, As the one he wants winds and fires, swings and a miss, and it is 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count on Adam Hale. 2-1 pitch. On the way. Ooh. No, it was a strike. Umpire hesitated a little bit. It looked awfully good, and it was. It was a strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch on the way. Ground ball to second. Quentin Stumball gloves, throws in time. And there's two gone. So two out, nobody on, and Ryan Lois will be the batter. He's 1-for-3. Single, drove in a run and scored in the first. Grounded out to third in the second. Flied out to left in the fifth. Actually, it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Southwestern. This will be Marcus Payne to bat. Excuse me, no, it is not. Not sure what the delay was, but it is Lois who steps in the bat. Payne is the guy on deck. The wind's getting to me. That first pitch was a strike, and it's 0-1. A ball's in a strike on Ryan Lois. The 0-1 pitch on the way. This is low, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1, one ball, one strike. Pitch to the plate. Breaking pitch, fly ball into left. Connor DePue looks to have a beat on it. He does, makes a catch. And the inning is over. So walk to start the inning, but they're able to get him caught stealing. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Vandals still trail 5-2. Take a break on WKRV.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs, and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs, and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So back here for the bottom of the seventh inning. Vandals trail 5-2. It'll be Chase Kierlock, Aiden Jones, and Quentin Stumball to hit. And if anybody gets on, we get back to the top of the order in Cale Conrad. Chase Kierlock, 0-for-2, steps in. First pitch to him, a pop-up. Shallow left. The left fielder comes in, makes the catch. And there is one out. That was one for just a moment. Thought might be in no man's land. But the left fielder came rushing in, made the catch, and there's one out. And Aiden Jones steps in. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He tripled back in the second. Takes this one low and away for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Vandals need a base runner to get back to the top of the order. 1-0 count to Aiden Jones. That pitch is up and in for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Southwestern leading the Vandals 5-2. Pitch. Swinging a fly ball, left field, down the left field line. And it is gone for a homer, I believe. I did not see it. It's out of my vantage point, but it is a home run for Aiden Jones. So a home run to left field. Aiden Jones makes it 5-3 now. So I didn't have much of a call because I couldn't see it at all. It was out of my vantage point, gone for a home run down the left field line. So Aiden Jones goes the other way with a homer, his second hit of the day, and the Vandals have cut it to 5-3. And now Quentin Stumbaugh steps in. The first pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So a home run, a one-out homer from Aiden Jones. His second home run of the season. A swing and a miss by Quentin Stumbaugh. Chase one high. And the Vandals have chased a lot of high ones today. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a ground ball, foul outside first. And it remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on the pitch. Foul tipped, and Quentin stays up there. The Vandals have cut it back to a two-run game, 5-3. And now Coach Casey calls Quentin down real quick. He did foul off the last two here. He's one of those guys, if he can maybe lay one down with his speed, get him on for sure. Cale Conrad waits on deck. Pitch to the plate. Missed outside for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. So Aiden Jones makes it a two-run game with his homer. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And there are two gone. And the Vandals are down to their final out. Trailing 5-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. And that's going to be it for the pitcher, Hale. So Hale's going to come out. I don't know if he'd reached his pitch limit, maybe. Actually, I wouldn't have thought so. Unless they just want somebody else facing Cale Conrad, maybe here. They are taking the pitcher, Hale, out. And new pitcher in for Southwestern. It is Rocky Dar. So Rocky Dar comes in to try and get this final out. So Hale goes 6 2/3, and he was very effective. Allowed three runs, a solo homer by Aiden Jones here in the seventh. Does make it a two-run ball game. Rocky Dar will come in to do the two out. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Cale Conrad will be the hitter. Cale singled, stole the base, and scored in the first. Doubled and scored in the third, and then grounded back to the pitcher in the fifth. So Cale's 2-for-3 on the day. Rocky Dar taking his warm-up tosses. It two outs and nobody on for the Vandals here in the bottom of the seventh. Cale Conrad steps in. He's ready to go. First pitch from Rocky Dar to Cale Conrad. Slow and in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive into right center field. Right fielder racing over, makes the catch. And the Vandals will fall here today, 5-3. 5-3 is our final. The Vandals fall in this one here this afternoon. Take a break, come back, wrap it up on WKRV.
South Central FS Propane is committed to making your life easier with our budget billing and our summer fill programs. Our budget billing program offers monthly payments on your propane purchases spread out through the year to even your cost. Get the coolest savings on propane during the warmest months with our summer fill program. This program offers the opportunity to fill your propane tanks during the summer when the demand is less and the prices are typically lower. Contact your local South Central FS Propane Specialist today or visit us on the web at southcentralfs.com.
So 5-3 is our final here today as the Vandals fall to the Southwestern Pius Saltbirds. Southwestern scores 4 in the first, and that was enough as they were able to get the win 5-3 here today. Brady Elder pitched well, but he'll take the loss. Kale Conrad with a couple of hits today. Aiden Jones with a home run. And the Vandals fall here today 5-3 to Southwestern. 5-3 is our final for Jaden Rosetto back in the studio. I'm Todd Stapleton. We say good evening from Vandalia High School.
Vandals Baseball on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville.